important that members are updated as to the investigation of the landslide at Mean Bog, because obviously we're coming up to 2 years now since the landslide happened, and it's still very concerning that members need to be updated as to where the investigation is at. But we would have also seen media reports last week where the developer of the wind farm up at Mean Bog was in court and was issued with a fine of €1,500, which seemed to be a scandalously low figure for what was such a catastrophic ecological disaster at Mean Bog. And that's very, very concerning, that the possibility that the developer would get away with such small punishment for what was such a terrible disaster.
And indeed, while action does need to be taken over this incident, it's vital too that possibly this is made an example of, that there is no reoccurrence of such an incident.
Absolutely. I mean, this is one of the things that we had always been saying, that developers need to know that they can't just come into these lands, which were clearly unsuitable for the scale of development that was ongoing at Mean Bog. Elected members and the general public had said it at the time. We had all warned Donegal County Council, we had warned Ambord Planala of the possible effects of this large-scale development up there, yet Ambord Planala still went ahead and granted the development. And this is something that we need to make sure that doesn't happen again. Thankfully, Donegal County Council has adopted our new development plan, which will hopefully make sure that any areas that are susceptible to landslides won't be subjected to this any further. But there also needs to be measures in place there for these developers. These are multi-million euro companies. They need to know that they can't just come in and ride roughshod over the communities in Donegal, that we simply won't allow it anymore.